Hi, thanks for holding. This is Tina.
Hi, Tina. This is April Brady. I'm an associate of Danny Brule.
Yeah, hi, Danny Tree Service. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, too. Thanks for asking. So I have the account in front of me. What could I do for you?
I was just returning the call because I saw the missed call in the log. And then I actually just saw an email in the business email address that is a payment not made for this month.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you can release this information to me.
It is the September 30th payment that we're having trouble with.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's past due. And it says the error is either an invalid account number or the CVV and expiration may have changed. So it could be that the bank sent, Daniel a new card and it just has a different expiration. Or it could be they sent him a new card and it's a whole new number.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. So, because I'm just starting to help him take over all the stuff to get organized because he's been a one-man show for quite some time.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good. I always say behind every good business owner that's a man, there's a good business associate that's a female.
Right.
Out, so I love it.
Right. Absolutely.
Yep.
So are these reoccurring automatic payments that come out of the account?
Correct. Yeah. So it's a month-to-month subscription. He pays $199 each month on the 30th, and it's non-contractual, so he has an option of canceling at any time, but he would have to call us within 3 business days of his billing date to prevent the next month's charge.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just taking notes here.
Yeah. One thing we can do maybe next time he calls in is add you as an authorized user on the account, and that way I can send you the login to the dashboard and all of the account information so that you can go on and kind of see the results that he's getting in real time.
Yep, I actually do have the login for that.
Oh, yay. Okay, that's because you have access to the business email, so that's perfect.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And then I see I'm in the email right now. When is the deadline for the payment date to avoid suspension?
The account's already in suspension because of the payment,
okay.
But when an account's in suspension, everything stays active. So it's not like someone will go in and hit a button and delete everything. But there's no active programming being done on it. So that could start slowly affecting his rankings because Google changes the algorithms daily. And the only difference between an active account other than that and an account that's in suspension is if you look at his website right now, it'll have a little orange banner at the top saying the information here is no longer being updated. So that's just supposed to be a friendly reminder for you guys to call us, regarding the payment. But sometimes an end user might see that and think that you're not in business or something,
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, yep. Okay, see that.
Yeah, so once the account's paid again, that orange banner comes off within one business day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. All right. So I'm going to take this information and try and get a hold of Dan and see if I can figure out what's going on with the card because I don't have specific account information yet. We are working slowly on it. But we are getting there.
Do you want me to give you the last four digits so that you can kind of have him look at it? Or do you know which card he... Okay, it's a MasterCard ending in 3239.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then for this to take care of the payment, would I just be able to go into the local Splash dashboard and update this
Yep. Yeah, so you could either call me where you would just use the customer, the toll-free number for Local Splash and put in 777. That's my extension, so it would ring directly to my desk. Or when you log into the dashboard, you'll get a little notification that says your account is in suspension. Click here to reactivate. If you click on that, it'll take you directly to the billing page, and then you can update on your end as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that on here.
Oh, if you're in the dashboard right now, what you can do if you don't see that notification is you could go to, do you see, are you looking on a regular computer or a smartphone?
A regular computer.
Okay, so up at the right, there's a little circle with his initials in it, DG.
Mm-hmm.
If you hover over that circle, you would see account settings and logout. So click on account settings.
Okay.
And then you can see personal info, password, billing. So if you click on billing, you'll see a red invoice. You just click on that red invoice, and that will take you to a page where you can update the billing.
Okay, perfect.
Actually, hold on, because I did it on this end, and it's not taking me there. It's just saying your subscription amount. Does it take you to a place where you can update it or no? I wonder if that's a glitch, because it's supposed to take you to the page with the bill. No, it doesn't. Okay, weird. Okay, let me check.
Don't you love technology?
I know. I have to send out a tech card now to have them fix it. So what I would suggest is if you want to get it taken care of sooner, you could always just call me directly. And then if you like...
877-635-6225.
Mm-hmm. Extension 777. And then what I'll do is, like I say, submit this to the tech team so they can fix it. You should be able to. Oh, wait. I think I found it. They changed the format. It might be an error on my end. So after you hit the billing, rather than clicking on the red invoice, there is a box above that says payment info.
Okay.
Yeah, they changed it. Yeah, they used to have like a hyperlink where if you clicked on the invoice, it would take you to this page. But now it's, you got to click on the payment info. So I learned something today.
Okay.
They didn't tell me they changed it.
Right.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
So
thank you so much for your help. I'm going to get a hold of him and then hopefully get this settled as quickly as possible.
Okay, sounds good. And if you have any other questions, feel free to call me. Okay, April?
Okay, what was your name again?
My name again is Tina.
Tina? Okay, thank you very much, Tina.
All right, you're welcome. Have a great day.
You have a great day. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.